This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
good Saturday to you, friends.
I am a boat rocker.
Yeah. You like it? Yeah. I got a big clock around my neck, and I got a rap for you, dear. You ready for this? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and again, of course, all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, well, we have Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got a brand new website up called sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a resource giving you the answers to the dilemmas in which you are faced with on a daily basis. Constitutional and biblical, of course. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Who said that?
Religion and morality, that
would have been George Washington.
I'm sorry. I'm looking up something on George Washington right now as you're talking. I'm a little distracted right now.
Okay, well, stay tuned.
Okay, George Washington. I'm trying to find a fun fact about him.
Fun fact.
Yeah, because, you know, I've got these quotes and things about him, but it's always nice to add something interesting. And so, you know, what's interesting to note about him is the fact that he only went up to the eighth grade.
Yes, he did.
But I'm finding some more information. But
genius, intellectual giants is what they were. Innovation in action in every sense of the word. And I'm talking about the establishers of freedom and liberty in which we have today. No one could have did it besides these 56 guys.
That's second
to none in every sense of the word. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Media. Check out the new website. Knocking it out of the park right now. Lots of stuff out there. And what we did yesterday on the radio show is we actually countered conservative. Okay, we went to the best that you have in the country, friends. We countered the news that they're giving you. Because, folks, if you look at what the conservatives are actually promoting, they're promoting the message of the left, as they call it. Just think about that. They're blowing in the wind. They're the reporters for those that are on the left. How does that make any sense? Of course, if you're caught up in the left and the right, I always say, you know, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time, right? That is true, because we have one constitution, not two, three, or four, as many have been stupefied to believe.
That's right.
But in saying that, friends, let's go back here. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, it is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We also wanted to give a shout out to WGEA 1150 AM Geneva, Alabama. We wanted to tell you thank you for your trust. Again, WGEA 1150 AM Geneva, Alabama. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And again, thank you for the trust. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Deeds, not words. George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said that. And, of course, he derived that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:18. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
We also wanted to tell you thank you very much for causing us to be the number one radio show on GCN from 2 to 3. And actually from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And we just really appreciate that, folks. So, again, thank you very much for your support.
And for that new affiliate out there in Georgia, we actually were just in Georgia last week, WGEA. So it's nice to have Alabama here, Geneva, Alabama. It's amazing how some of these southern parts of the United States, some of these southern states are picking up the Sons of Liberty. So thanks, y'all. That would be more in keeping with the South. I wanted to highlight.
Wait. We got picked up by KRSY, 1230 AM. Alamogordo, New Mexico.
There you go.
KRSY, 1230 AM, Alamogordo, New Mexico. And
why
I'm
were
missing
they thinking
one
Georgia?
WPBQ.
WBBQ in
P.
Mississippi.
P as in Paul, B as in... what starts with a B? Bradley.
Boy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't
boy.
know.
Brad.
Beta.
Yeah.
Let's
I'm the show
bad.
Host here, yeah. Well, and thinking, that's in Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Yeah,
I believe it is. Thank
that.
You guys okay. for your support so up there. We really appreciate it. And notice the people picking us up from down south.
That's exactly right. And I was thinking Georgia, too, because you're actually just down south there in New Mexico, Alabama, and Mississippi. So thanks, y'all. We appreciate that. Now, I wanted to highlight some of the highlights from this week, because, of course, it is Saturday. This week, we're going over many different quotes from George Washington, John Adams, Martin Luther, George Whitefield. So I thought what I'd do for our Saturday show is highlight the best of all of them. Mr. George Washington had some great words of wisdom, especially for you young people out there, you know, who are always under peer pressure and want to join together with the right crowd, and even adults, because it hits both of them.
What is
it?
Whoa. Why are we taking peer pressure as a negative rather than a positive?
It can be a positive.
It builds character.
Yeah, that's right. But what
for those
I'm
that actually take the pressure the right way.
That's
you go
right.
up, not down.
That's right. So your peer pressure, if you succumb to peer pressure, that's a negative. But if you are the one that is being the leader and showing the standard, then that's a good thing, because you're causing other people to imitate you as you imitate Christ.
Raise the bar, as they say, and the young people will rise to the level of expectation.
That's exactly right. Amen. Mr. George Washington said this. He said, "Associate with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation." He said, "For it is better to be alone than in bad company."
Yeah, and it also says in Scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, he said that bad company corrupts good character.
That's exactly right. All right, now a highlight from John Adams from this week. We're going to pick and choose kind of like a smorgasbord today. But
there's
he said,
four type of people in your life, those that add, subtract, multiply, or divide.
That's right.
Okay, so you need to think about who you hang with, because you are going to become them sooner or later unless you're leading the pack as you follow the Christ and emulate him who is risen from the dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Power, said Mr. John Adams, always thinks that it's doing God's service when it's violating all his laws. If you stop and think about that for a minute, it's like, how true is that? Power always thinks that it's doing God's service when it's violating all his laws. When you look at what's going on in our nation today with politicians and the administration, we're doing God a service when you're violating
the law. If you think about it, and you go back to those that knew the difference, it's the law that makes the king. So once you violate the law, just like Lucifer, the deluder, Satan himself, Belial, we need to keep in mind that he wanted to ascend God's throne. So how did he do that? By contradicting everything that God commanded. So when you violate law, it means that you mean to rule the roost above God. But when you submit yourself to the king, the meek king of glory, it means that you mean for him to rule the roost, because that's naturally how we're created.
That's right. And Christ established the law, and we're to obey that law because we love.
Yes.
George Washington, going on to Mr. George Washington, he said, "Experience teaches us," this is some great words of wisdom, "that it is much easier to prevent an enemy from posting themselves than it is to dislodge them after they have got possession."
Prevention is better than cure.
I was just
Common
gonna say,
sense.
That's exactly what our ministry is about, is we don't want to wait till destruction happens. We want to prevent the destruction before it happens, so we need to take heed to our Creator and what he says to do. Martin Luther, that...
Wait. You're talking about words of wisdom here.
I know. I'm expounding on each one, but there's so many I've got to get through the first break.
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley. Here we go. We'll just make this a little bit longer. We'll bring this into the second break, so don't have to squeeze it all in the first break.
I mean the second segment.
Yes. Well,
not the second break.
Well, we are having a break. I said this.
This is what you call digging yourself out of the hole.
Oh,
and
see,
it's not
no one would have even thought about it.
It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will get to you right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You were saying, Stephanie?
I was saying that we needed to carry this over to the next segment of the radio
show. That's not
show.
What you said, but I'll
I said break,
to.
But you know, okay. I corrected myself.
Just to kind of break it up so we don't kind of highlight that little scratch you made here. WPBQ in Jackson, Mississippi, 1240 AM. WPBQ, W as wood, P as in Peter, B as in boy, and Q as in Quentin.
I like that.
You like that?
I like
Jackson,
that.
Mississippi, 1240.
Jackson.
Yep.
So we got,
thank you for your trust, friends. We appreciate
it. That's
you.
Wonderful. Love
yes.
those down south radio affiliates. All right. Now, Martin Luther, the great reformer, he said this. It's very true. Peace if possible, truth at all costs.
War is the rule of force. Peace is the rule of law. Forget that not.
That's right. And the Bible says, if at all
Did
possible.
Did you know that before I said that? Because you said that's right, as if to say that you already knew that.
Well, I'm agreeing with you that that is correct. That
okay.
is a very
oh, it
correct
is true.
Statement. Yes.
It is true.
But, you know, it's interesting.
Police officers are enforcers of the law, but we call them peace officers. There's going to be peace as long as everybody abides by the law.
That's right.
Okay.
And the Bible says, if at all possible, live peaceably with all men. You try to do that, but if... But you're not at the expense of truth.
Yes.
Is basically what Martin Luther
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 1:9. Read that. 1 Timothy 1:7 as well. Read that when you get some time.
All right. Now, okay. Three more. Mr. George Whitfield, that preacher, that open-air preacher, he said, press forward. Do not stop. Do not linger in your journey, but strive for the mark set before you. So we're looking at these men and women of old, these generals of God, they were constantly doing. They were constantly preaching. They were out there doing what they could on a daily basis. They weren't slacking. They weren't lacking. They were saying, press forward. Do not stop. We press forward for the mark and the prize.
They were doing, doing, doing.
That's exactly
yes.
right. And I really like this one, Mr. George Whitfield said, it is a poor sermon, especially for you modern gospel preachers out there, and most Sunday morning services in the professed church. It is a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself, nor with the preacher. If your preacher is doing his job, he's going to prick you in your conscience in some point.
I don't understand. How wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for some reason they have fallen, people in this country have fallen to believe that to preach the gospel, you're supposed to be going around telling everybody that's going to appease their conscience as if to say Jesus came into the world to tell the world that everything is okay.
That's right.
Why was he crucified? Because he exposed their evil. John 15, John 7:7. If you go back to King David said in Psalm 109, he was hated for his love. So in other words, it was love to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. And yet now men has equated love with man's fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature. And we wonder why we are in the predicament that we're in today, because there's a lack of love. Love says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you really want to make sure your brothers and sisters are right with God, guess what you're going to do? You're going to offend them by preaching the law to grace to them. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, so on and so forth. It's not a feel good to the flesh, pet the flesh in the direction the feathers go. No, yeah. It's confronting their sinful lifestyle with the use of the law that they might repent. John Wesley, the great field preacher, used to say to his evangelistic students that, listen, when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, they're going to either get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in between. So where is this modern version of the gospel coming from? It's coming from lawless, false grace preachers throughout the United States of America that are the greatest advocate to the homosexuals in the abortion industry and crime in government as it is today. It's the church's fault, because it's the church that's called to be the moral compass of society. When they forsake that, there's no credibility. And that's why the professed church in America has become a total reproach in this country. And it walks contrary to the spirit of Christ, friends. And don't forget that. When you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are going to offend. And the Holy Ghost, John 16, comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgments, okay? Because he's a swift witness unto all manner of sin to break the hard hearts and to heal the broken ones. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. The method of the law is to condemn. The gospel is there to justify to them that believe. Let me say it this way. St. Augustine rightly said, the law detects, grace conquers. Let me say it again. The law detects, the grace conquers. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, listen carefully, grace does much more abound. Preacher, especially you false grace preachers, where's the grace that overcomes? Because where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Where's the abounding? Where is the conquering? Where is the overcoming this world through your false gospel? You're preaching a backwards gospel if you're not convicting and you're not offending. Because Jesus Christ, if he had a t-shirt on, I speak as a man, it would have said, I have come to offend for the very purpose of the kingdom. And who had him hung? It was the what? Leaven of Herod and the leaven of the Pharisees. It was the Pharisees that moved the government to actually crucify Jesus Christ. Why? Because they didn't want to lose their place, and they didn't want to lose their nation. And by the way, Pontius Pilate even himself knew that the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, were envious of Jesus Christ. That's why they were crucified. And for those sympathizers of Pilate, I want to tell you something. Though he washed his hands and he said he was innocent, he knew all the well that he was crucifying an innocent man. And if you know the history of Mr. Pontius Pilate, he was sent to exile, where at length he committed suicide. Just thought I would tell you that.
That's right. And like you're saying, what is true love? As we talk about prevention better than cure, is it love to know that your friend is going to be walking over the edge of a cliff, but you say nothing because you don't want to do a friend?
Oh, but we want to befriend them to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Where's that in Scripture?
That's right.
Can't find it, friend.
And if you had a friend that you knew literally was walking over the edge of a cliff, you'd do everything possible to stop them. You wouldn't have to be nice to them. You'd grab their arms. You'd scream at them. My point here is, if you really love someone, give them the truth and tell them the truth at all costs.
Yeah, you get in their face. Open love or open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Remember, friends, Jesus Christ was betrayed with a kiss by none other than Judas. And when they're flattering with your tongue, just keep in mind what the book of Proverbs tells us. They destroy the soul, and they spoil the soul because they flatter with the tongue. And I'll tell you what I've seen across the land, all the way to the top. This is the reason why it's corrupt on the bottom, friends. All the way to the top, for the most part, concerning national, Christian, and political leaders, they love to flatter with the tongue. And I'll tell you what, they're nothing but dead men's bones.
That's right. And finally, as on the glass is half full here, faith must trample underfoot all reason, all sense, and understanding. So remember, as we're fighting these battles day by day, remember that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Christ is all in all. We have the victory in Jesus' name, and we can do this thing because God's on our side. And we're on his.
Reason is faith's greatest enemy.
That's right.
Ben Franklin rightly said this, and I love this. He was right on the smack. He said, if you want to walk by faith, then you got to close your eyes to reason.
So true.
Well, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
And really what we need to do is step out. And this is where men miss the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to trust. Remember when John Adams, the second president of the United States, when he brought forth the Declaration of Independence, when it was unspoken of, he told Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin that they were ready to take a leap of faith.
They're about to take a leap in the dark.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's what faith is.
Now, folks, what we're going to do is when we come back, we've gotten some emails over the last week, interestingly enough, concerning, well, you know, Bradley, my pastor said we're not supposed to get involved in politics. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. Let me tell you something, friend. If that's what your pastor, who has no business leading the church in the first place, read 1 Corinthians 12:28. Okay, that's probably the first check you should have on your supposed pastor. He has no business leading the church. It should be the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, number one. Number two is he has no understanding of his history whatsoever. We had something called the Black Regiment. They were the preachers that went before our forefathers, and they were called the Black Robe Regiment, a name to demonize and to polarize them by a corrupt tyrant named King George. If you haven't taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, we can see in the Declaration of Independence, always going there, friends, we find that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our what? Our Creator. And it's interesting that when you look at that documentation, it is a documentation of throwing off 56 men, signers, throwing off the tyrannical acts of a tyrant who would not be ruled by the law of God. It also says in that documentation, they make an appeal to the supreme judge of the world. And they talk about how they submitted themselves to the protection of divine providence. So when we look at where we received government, God empowered his people to establish government. When the people received their rights from God, then they delegated government to representatives that would serve them according to God's rule. That's why in this country you have something called the Mosaic Institution. This is why you see Moses and God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, on Capitol buildings all throughout the United States of America. This is also why, concerning public schools, they were taught Christian faith, the Mosaic Institution, not to violate the laws of God. Over the last week, we talked about the primer. It was the church's duty to actually educate at the beginning, during the revolution, and out of the revolution. Well, they forfeited their post, and they gave it over to the state. And we're getting the state's results, because 97% of the American people submitted to the state. When the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy, when they said it was no longer a permissible objective to actually venerate and to study and to meditate upon the Ten Commandments of God back in 1962, when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, and they said no to 97% of the people, and they said yes to 3% of the people that just didn't want to be, you know, ruled by God. So who do we blame? We blame the preachers who have basically have been found derelict of duty. So we're going to expose that when we come back.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, friends, before we get over to should the church be involved in politics? Of course they should be involved in politics. Who's to enforce the right and wrong? As a matter of fact, when you look in Scripture, friends, you'll find that the priests were called up before the judges were called up to judge cases. Now, why would that be the case?
Yeah.
Why is it that those that serve we the people, why is it that they put their hand on the Bible before they serve we the people, swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God? Just asking the question, friends. And any time that you would like to call in, please do. I'm waiting for one of these preachers to call up and justify their stance as to why they're capitulating in the face of duty and why they're so fearful and effeminate when they should be standing up and setting the precedent across the country because they fear the face of God. And if that's the case, therefore, then they don't fear the face of man. But they love to praise the prophets, don't they?
The dead ones.
Yep. See, there's nothing new, friends. They love to persecute the real ones and the live ones, but they love to praise the dead ones, don't they? Apparently, they forgot to read the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in saying all that to say this, friends, I want to get over to headline news really quick, and then we'll jump over on Romans 13 and blow that whole situation out of the water during the second hour here. By the way, I just want to clarify real quick to those that have asked the question, should the church be involved in politics? Of course. Religion and politics, friends, they're the two sciences that run together, said Mr. James Wilson. Of course. If you'd like to get more history on that, just go over to last week's radio shows. We highlighted much of what we're talking about. Now, little did I know that we were going to get these questions.
Yeah, I have to say this, too. What do people complain about with politics? The fact that people are lying to each other, they're defrauding each other, they're cheating, they're lying to the American people. Well, it's because of the fact that we don't have religion mixed in with politics as we should in America, that America is being defrauded 24/7.
Well, what they're saying is they don't want God to tell us what we're to do, and then we wonder why we're where we're at today in this country. Well, you know what? Our Constitution, friends, tells us otherwise. When we look at Article 4, Section 4, we can see all the way through and through that we've been given a republic. And when we're talking about a republic, that means we are an empire of laws. Again, here comes John Adams to my aid. An empire of laws. Whose laws? God's moral laws. It's the church's business to define and to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, friends. So again, knowing your history, keep in mind that everything that goes on in the courts in America, why is killing wrong? Why is stealing wrong? Why is thievery wrong? Why is lying wrong? Why is adultery wrong? Because God said that it was wrong. It was a violation of his moral law, 1 John 3:4. That's why everything that we do in this country is based off the system of God's Mosaic institution. Had an atheist on the radio with me one time. I've shared this story probably three or four times in the past. I just don't believe we're a Christian nation. I said, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you step in front of one? I wasn't being smart. I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to steal? He said, sure. I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, sure. I said, is it against the law to lie? He said, sure. I said, well, who told you that? I said, when you go to Exodus 20, you'll see that it was my father that told you that. Guess what, friends? Mr. Atheist didn't have anything else to say because he realized. And by the way, I was glad that I was there to enlighten him. And I wasn't smacking him down, friends. I was loving on him. But love doesn't withhold the truth. I gave him the truth in love.
To change him, to convert his heart.
There's no argument.
Yeah, the people don't understand. The aftermath of you giving forth the truth is people to stop, get convicted, think, reflect themselves, and bring them to true repentance unto Christ. That's what
the Holy
Ghost's
job. That's right. But you got to. What convicts a man of his sin if you withhold the law?
Yeah, if they don't know, if they don't have the knowledge of their sin, then
for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans 3:20. I get it. When you get pulled over by a cop, the first thing he does is said, as he points his finger to the what and says, "You have violated that
law."
Yeah. If there was no law, friends, then there would be no transgression. But that's the reason we have police, and that's the reason we have a church across the globe, to bring forth to the knowledge of their sin before a just and a holy God so that they can, by the Holy Ghost, through the conviction of the Holy Ghost, and by the Holy Ghost, to bring them to godly repentance. Okay? Going on. Headline news across the nation. UN pushes mega quarantine to control Ebola. UN, United Nations, which was created out of what? World War II, because Mr. President Woodrow Wilson couldn't get it implemented through something called the League of Nations through World War I. He failed miserably, didn't he? But World War II comes along, and now we have a United Nations, which is created by the United States of America. Now we see the United Nations attempting to overthrow everybody that doesn't agree with them. Just thought I would share. Obama's eligibility case lives. In other words, friends, there's a Supreme Court justice, a federal judge now that is calling forth documentation concerning the president, this criminal in the White House, saying you need to bring forth your papers because we know that you're using a dead man's Social Security number. This is what's going on today in your country, friends. There's nothing about this individual that's in the White House, friends, that's upright. He's been doing nothing but attacking your foundation since day one. Okay, here again, going back to headline news on a conservative outlet. If you're a Christian, Fox News reports this. You're targeted. Really? You dare touch God's anointing?
Yeah.
I guess that's up to you to find out what history will bring forth to those that meddle with his kids.
And judgment turns backwards. The nation that we have was established by Christians. Now judgment turns backwards. If you're a Christian, then you're going to be targeted by this government.
Okay, if everybody remembers some of you old-timers, Meathead. Rob, listen to this, Rob Reiner, Meathead, compares Tea Party to Hamas.
Oh.
Friends, they're attacking you within. I mean, that's how stupid and foolish these people are. But how foolish for the conservatives to actually highlight the crimes of these individuals without giving forth the answer. Just this last week, friends, we were showing you how the atheists One identified source reported to the American Humanistic Association,
mm-hmm.
right, that in Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia, they were praying. The football coaches and the football players were praying on the football field. The unknown atheist that reported this to the Humanism Association, they were covert-like taking pictures of people in America actually praying to Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
You know what happened, friends, in retaliation because of the unlawfulness of these communists? By the way, these useful idiots called atheists. Communism precedes atheism. Atheism precedes communism. Who said that? Vladimir Lenin. He also called these people useful idiots because they undo themselves. But interestingly enough, going back to the story, Gainesville, Georgia, 200 people rallied. They got together and they prayed on the football field and they told the atheists, quit bullying our kids.
Amen.
Through your totalitarian methods.
Done.
That's it. Okay? They have no lawful standing whatsoever to attack anybody. But friends, you stand back and you allow people to attack what you believe. Okay? We're ruled by law in this country. We are a republic, not a democracy. We're not ruled by the majority of the people, friends. If that was the case, we wouldn't need a constitution. The Constitution is there to make reference due to the fact that they reference in the Constitution and the documentation of the Constitution and the enumerated laws, right, that we are a republic. Again, if we were a democracy, we wouldn't need law because every time someone wants to change something, they can go ahead and do it. They don't need the obstacles of the constitutional republic through the Constitution. I hope I made myself clear. How foolish, friends. But you know what? The conservative outlets reported that the atheists were attacking the football players and the football coaches. But they didn't report the fact that the Christians in the community stood up and had church, went back after the atheist and kicked his little hind end. They punted him right out of their town. See, you weren't told that, friends. See, this is what bothers me about what's going on out there. That's why we just put up sonsoflibertymedia.com, because it counters everything that conservatives, the best that you have, are promulgating. And it's baloney. These guys are the ones giving you all the information as to what the criminals in this country are doing. And friends, as I said during the first segment, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, you wouldn't have a left, because when you make reference to the left, what are you talking about? Those that will not be ruled by law. Hello? My goodness, friends, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not to do what you want to do without consequence. And then you have the professed church calling it grace, no matter what you do, that Jesus will save you. No, in other words, it's okay that you make mistakes. We're not perfect, just forgiven. They don't understand grace whatsoever, friends. But again, look at how it goes, hand in glove. Hand in glove, lawlessness in the preachers, lawlessness in the preachers, lawlessness in the preachers. It's the preachers preaching lawlessness. You are where you're at today because of the reproach of the professed church in America. Why did I go there? Because if you don't have an understanding that the church is called to be, again, the light to expose the darkness, well, then what's the difference between the light and the darkness? Common sense, right? Someone's got to tell us the difference. We see that the judges that are a bunch of activists and legislators from the benches, which they have no business doing, might I add, we need to remove the judges that are not ruled by the law, friends, because we're all in this together, including the President of the United States, including the Attorney General, including our senators, including our representatives, including our congressmen. We're all ruled by law. We're not ruled by opinion. And whatever they want to do, they can do. No, we're not ruled that way in this country. That's why we're losing our moral bearings. Folks, we need to return unto our God. End of story. Going back, headline news. Conservatives' best friends. Hamas admits tossing journalists with unwelcome messages. Okay. All right. Rather than dealing with Hamas, rather than dealing with Al-Qaeda, we sit back and we watch the criminal in the White House entertain our sworn enemies and fund our sworn enemies, and then we wonder why we are where we're at today, as if to say someone else's responsibility to take care of the issues that we're responsible to take care of. How does that make sense? Right?
It does make sense. In fact, I want to add this too. But just yesterday, we were driving down the road and we saw a Muslim to the right of us. And Bradley rolled down the window and said, "So, what do you think of Obama?" And this Muslim said, good, good. He's good.
Of course he's good.
So when you have your sworn enemy praising the president, you know there's something wrong.
Hey, friends, I also want you to keep in mind an approval rating across the boards in the United States. 72% of the Muslim population approves of Barack Hussein Obama. Drudge Magazine. What do you think of that? Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, for the sake of time, let's just jump right back into this. Folks, we're going to be talking about should the church be involved in politics, hour two, okay? But before we do that, we do have on this outlet, and I high-five them for that.
Yep.
Hey, you know,
amen.
This is what we need to be doing. Navy puts Bibles back into hotels. We had an atheist group, by the way, the same one that attacked the high schoolers in Gainesville, Georgia. As they got kicked out of there, they just lost them. See, friends, these people are ankle biters.
Yep.
They're losers, and they know they're losers. And as I suggested over the last week, what we need to do is buy them some tickets, and I'd pay for them gladly, and move them to the communistic, totalitarian government of their choice. And when they call us within a couple hours, when they get there, you know, I want to come back home. I didn't realize how right you were, man. I didn't know what I had. I'm saying, you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah,
that's why I'm a drummer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you want to sing that again?
No. Okay. I'll just talk now.
No, turn the radio back on.
That's
I'm
right.
Not
turn it up.
Again.
Okay,
all
now
right.
Here's the, and I got a high five AFA, too, because just to give you some background on this, for those of you who did not know, this anti-Christian group, obviously, they... they alerted the Navy because of one letter from an atheist group, right? So the Navy decided to
move
every...
It's probably the only atheist in the United States of America. Ben Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of in this country.
It's so convenient to me that it's always one person, and sometimes they're anonymous and unknown, so you don't even know if this person is for real.
No, they're just attacking.
Right, but so the Navy decided to remove all, you know, the Gideon Bibles from all 34 Navy lodges and all 24,000 Navy Gateway Inns and suites and guest rooms. Well, the people rose up. AFA is one group that urged, you know, you to get in contact with the admiral in charge of all Navy lodging, and they did, because the people stood up, and so they received word that the Navy has reversed its wrongheaded and unconstitutional decision, and the Bibles will be allowed to stay. Now, you see this all the time. You see this what happened with, you know, certain things with Duck Dynasty and so on and so forth. As people begin to rise up for righteousness' sake, these companies make bad decisions, and a lot of them, they backtrack within a day or two and say, oh my gosh, first of all, we made this rash decision because we had one complaint. I mean, talk about the minority to the max. But then they were flooded with emails and calls and so on and so forth from Christian people, and then they decide to reverse their decision. Why don't they just get a backbone, honestly, and stand strong? And if you got one person that complains, you know what? I'm so sorry.
Because they're compromised men, that's why.
Give me a break. Yeah. It's like with these companies, they do it so often where they do something and they say, oh, we made a mistake, and then they reverse what they decided.
Don't support them anymore,
exactly.
Folks. If they're that immorally, I don't want to say the word derelict, but debased, don't support them. Folks, I mean, I can tell you right now, there's been stores that have come out and they said they were going to support the homosexual agenda. We haven't supported them for 5 years.
Don't stop at them.
You better bet your bottom dollar they feel it.
Yep.
And you need to keep in mind, friends, again, the state-run media does not want you to know what I'm telling you right now. And let me say this. The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And if it wasn't the case, then why did people stand up concerning this topic?
That's right.
And the other topic, and that topic, and that topic over there. And this is how you preserve your freedom. Fight for it.
That's right. And people need to rise up, and we see the results. When the people rise
every
up,
single time,
things change, and we see things happen for the good.
Those people that are attacking who you are, friends, want you to feel like no matter what you do is effective. But that is true. By the way, I told my wife this, and just, you can mark my words, you can write it down, you can tell me when it comes to pass. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to happen. There's going to be a swell. You mark my words on this. The Lord's going to bring forth a swell to this country, and it's going to bring a backlash to this government, the corruption in government. And the government is, what they're doing right now is they're miscalculating and they're misjudging how the people are going to respond. But just mark my words, there's going to be a swelling of people across this country that are going to deal with what's going on in this country. To what extent, I don't know, but I can tell you this right now. Corruption is misjudging, and I'll also tell you this. They're not expecting what's coming down the hoop. But God and the Lord in His hand is behind everything that's coming, okay? I, again, am not saying I don't know to the extent of what's going to happen, but I do know it's coming right now. It's going to be a wave, and it's going to be backlash, and they don't expect it. Mark my words.
Amen. Okay? And that's what happens when we the people rise up.
Amen.
Lawfully.
Okay, cool. In saying that, we're talking about headline news. Again, to their credit, they told us that the Navy put them back, actually, into the Bible. They also reported that gay teens' organ donations are rejected, of course, because of blood transfusion, what's in the blood, the homosexuals, you're not supposed to use the blood in the first place. So they're rejecting that, and rightfully so. I can go on and on and on and on. Back to the bad news. Abortionists sexually molested patients for 20 years. Well, we got some friends that are dealing with abortionists as well. They're finding fractions concerning these abortionists across the country. They're getting them thrown in jail, and abortion clinics across this country are being shut down, friends, for those that did not know it, because the younger generation is standing up and saying, we're not going to tolerate what our moms and our dads and our grandpas and our grandmas tolerated. No longer are you going to kill off our generation.
Okay, now I got to add some good news. Good news. This is perfect, and you didn't even think about this to set this up, but this is awesome. We have, at the Sons of Liberty here, done a massive mailing in the past 2 weeks. We recently finished a book called For the Children, and it's exposing the evils of abortion all the way around the boards. It's a pocket-sized booklet. It's great for anybody and everybody, pro-life groups, your family, your friends, whoever. We just did a mass mailing these past couple weeks and sent it to every single congressman in the United States of America, every senator, every representative, and also in our home state of Minnesota, every senator, every representative got that. Now, I'll tell you about the hand of God in this whole thing is I did not realize at this time that they're trying right now to pass the Life at Conception Act through Congress, and they're really needing public support and public support to be rallied. Well, this could be the thing that could cause some of these...
As if they don't already have
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
This could be the very thing that the Lord uses, or one of the things that he uses to help those who are maybe sitting on the fence and not really fighting for the unborn, but because people don't realize that a baby is a baby right at conception. But for those of you who would like to check out that book, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the store, check it out for the children. They've got tons of stuff there, but that's a highlight from these past couple weeks.
Can I piggyback that? Because, again, friends, we shared again the week before last, download the podcast, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But we shared with you as to what the state-run media does not want you to know. Again, that the people are together and they are outnumbered. But, friends, the bottom line is we need to keep in mind that our sin is before God, because we say not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. We need to make sure that we're on God's side in every advancement that we take, okay? And we need to live accordingly in Christ, because we can have 350 million people for us and we can have 1.7% of the population against us, but God, through judgment and a curse, will allow the 1.7 to actually judge and have the victory over we the people, because we'll lose power, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. But in saying that, did you know that over 650,000 people last year rose up protesting this criminal administration who has advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb, murder of the baby in the womb over 242 times, and he also voted, this criminal did, Barack Hussein Obama, he voted two times to make sure that there'd be a second doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out, the baby would be snuffed out so it didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
In America, you feel safe? Come on. Let's deal with the issues at hand.
And another thing, too, before we, you know, stand up and point the finger at what Hitler did and the Nazis and the Holocaust, we have a Holocaust far worse and greater that's happening in America today under our nose. So before we point the finger and judgment upon them, let's take a look at ourselves.
And true that. And that's exactly right. Because we can complain about what the criminal in the White House is doing and his criminal administration. We can complain about that. We can complain about how the church is derelict and criminal before a just and a holy God. The lack of Christianity, friends, keep that in mind. We can complain about them all day long, but those that have a knowledge of the truth and you do nothing about the issues that God has opened your eyes to see, you're just as guilty as the criminal in the White House, because you're going right along with what he is doing, because you're not stopping it. And what you're doing is adding strength to tyranny. So who's guilty? Everybody that allows it. No, we're here for the very purpose to stand up and proclaim that God is who he says he is, and we're going to obey God rather than man.
Amen.
Did you want to say something, Chase?
Yeah, well,
everybody's just kind of jumping in on this right now.
Yeah, I wanted to encourage everybody listening out there, especially over the last week and a half here. We've had the Sons of Liberty media page up and running, and it has just knocked it out of the park. The response has been incredible, both in social media and just the direct contact onto the website itself. It is jumping up the rankings on a worldwide basis for web pages, which is huge. We're watching it climb. We're watching people get active and get involved, and it's making a huge difference. So for everybody out there who is either sitting on the sidelines or waiting, it's like, now's the time to get involved, because if we can get this up and up and more in people's faces, it's going to hold and people are going to be that much more active in the truth.
You just sparked something. Up, up, and away!
Yeah, and I want to say, too, give those numbers, because that's pretty impressive when you think about it. The first day that we had it out there, we had 9,000 unique visits.
Yeah, so.
Also, we had, it was at 2
from something
million.
Like 150 countries.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Incredible. Amen. It's not just the United States that's watching this, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Well, I was going to say the numbers.
I was just going to say something nice to Chase, but I decided I wasn't going to do that. Folks, we got hour two coming up. We're going to get to it. Romans 13. Should the church be involved in politics? Absolutely, without a question, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And those that stand behind the pulpit and say that they shouldn't, I'm telling you what, I would vacate that church yesterday, friends. They are the very reason we are where we're at today, because they're not involved. I'll prove my point right when we come back. 1-866-233-0747, hour two.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.